Today is Monday, February 24th, 2020, and today we're going to talk about something very exciting. Phil Spencer has dropped an article over on Xbox Wire talking about the Xbox Series X specs. We're going to review it. We're going to go over it. It's very, very exciting stuff. On today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast, all the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Monday. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I know I did. Let's do this. Phil Spencer dropped an article over on Xbox Wire titled What You Can Expect from the Next Generation of Gaming. So I thought that we would just review this. We'd go over it piece by piece because there's a lot of good information in here. A lot of the suggested leaks that were coming out on the Xbox Series X specs, they look like a lot of them are turning out to be true, at least according to Phil Spencer here. The future of gaming has never been more inspiring, Phil Spencer starts. Creativity in games is flourishing. New services empower you to discover more games and bring you closer to the games and creators and streamers you love. The cloud creates a massive opportunity to stream console-quality games and play with the people you want, wherever you want, and for many of us, nothing is more inspiring than the dawn of a new console generation. First of all, amen to that, Phil Spencer. He continues, we know you expect the next generation of consoles to set new standards in graphical power and processing speed, converging together in games that look incredible and feel alive. This will be defined by worlds that are visually astounding and immediately immersive, with innovative leaps in CPU, GPU, and storage technology to give you frictionless access to new stories and new creators constantly. He finishes, we've been using Xbox Series X in our internal take-home program and are energized by the feedback we've been receiving. At Xbox, we value being open and transparent with you. And Phil Spencer says, I'm proud to be able to share details about some of the technologies we're enabling for the next generation and look forward to boldly sharing more as we head towards E3. So he now goes through all of the statistics and all of the stats, all the internal hardware, not all the internal hardware, but certain internal hardware and features that are coming in Series X. He starts off with superior balance and power of speed. He says, compared to previous generations, Xbox Series X represents a superior balance of power and speed in console design, advancing on all technological fronts to deliver amazing dynamic living worlds and minimize any aspects that can take you out of the experience. Our job at Team Xbox is to give you the tools they need to achieve their ambitions and tap into the console's power with efficiency, a few of which we're detailing today. Raw power is just part of the story. Ooh, power. Next generation custom processor. He says the Xbox Series X is our most powerful console ever powered by our custom design processor, leveraging AMD's latest Zen 2 and RDNA 2 architectures, delivering four times the processing power of an Xbox One and enabling developers to leverage 12 teraflops of GPU. The GPU is graphics processing unit, for those of you that don't know, performance, twice that of an Xbox One X and more than eight times that of the original Xbox One. Xbox Series X delivers a true generational leap in processing and graphics power with cutting-edge techniques resulting in higher frame rates, larger, more sophisticated game worlds, and an immersive experience unlike anything we've ever seen before. Within that, you have variable rate shading. This is Xbox's patented form, which enables developers to efficiently utilize the full power of the Xbox Series X. You notice the word efficient is throughout this article a lot, and efficiency seems key, whether that's speed, the way you load into a game, everything, they really maximize efficiency, right? Or highlight efficiency, rather. Rather than spending GPU cycles uniformly to every single pixel on the screen, developers can prioritize individual effects on specific game characters or important environmental objects. This technique results in more stable frame rates and higher resolution with no impact on the final image quality. You also get DirectX ray tracing. We all know what ray tracing is. This is the first in console gaming. You can get this on high-end PCs right now. Ray tracing basically treats light completely differently, and individual light completely differently, and how it reflects off of stuff. If just look up Minecraft ray tracing videos, it changes the entire look of the game, and it is amazing. That is coming to the Series X. He also goes on to say immersion in an instant. He says the next generation console will be defined by more playing and less waiting. And when play begins, we know many gamers demand ultra low latency to be as immersed and precise as possible. To this end, the team analyzed every step between player and game, from controller to console to display, and asked how we could make it faster. This starts with SSD storage. With our next generation SSD storage, nearly every aspect of playing games is improved. Game worlds are larger, more dynamic, and load in a flash, and fast travel is just that fast. Quick resume. The new quick resume feature lets you continue multiple games from a suspended state almost instantly. Think of it like a pause button, right? Or like right now on the current Xbox One, when you jewel out, you can jewel back in. However, now you can do this to multiple games. That is cool stuff. Returning you to where you were and what you were doing without waiting through long loading screens. There is then dynamic latency input that Phil Spencer highlights. He says, we're optimizing latency in the player-to-console pipeline, starting with our Xbox wireless controller, which leverages our high-bandwidth proprietary wireless communication protocol when connected to the console. With dynamic latency input, a new feature which synchronizes input immediately with what is displayed, controls are even more precise and responsive. This is huge. This is especially huge for first-person shooter games or competitive multiplayer games, right? There's HDMI 2.1 innovation. That's right. He says, we've partnered with the HDMI forum and TV manufacturers to enable the best gaming experience through features such as auto low latency mode and variable refresh rate. These are just going to allow you minimum lag and most responsive gaming experience possible on any TV, and 120 frames per second support. He says, with support for up to 120 frames per second, Xbox Series X allows developers to exceed standard 60 frames per second output in favor of heightened realism or fast-paced action. Oh, this to me is one of the biggest features coming in the next generation of consoles. The Sony's also doing the same thing, but 120 frames per second, smooth like butter, more than buttery smooth. That's right. And then as far as compatibility, he says there are four generations of gaming. We're going Xbox 360, Xbox Games, and Xbox Game Pass, all going to be playable on the next generation Series X. Smart delivery. This is something that is very interesting. He says this technology empowers you to buy a game once and know that whether you're playing it on the Xbox One, Xbox Series X, you're getting the right version of that game for whatever Xbox you are playing on. So basically, you get the updated Halo 5 on the Xbox Series X versus the original Xbox One, right? So you're just getting the right game for how ballsy your console is. Fascinating stuff. And then he obviously highlights the Game Pass. Phil Spencer closes by saying the Xbox Series X is our fastest, most powerful console ever, designed for a console generation that has you at its center. This means a high fidelity gaming experience enclosed in a quiet and bold design with the ability to discover thousands of games across four generations, all with more playing and less waiting. Whether it's empowering amazing creators at our 15 Xbox game studios, that's a lot of game studios, very excited for that, fueling game discovery with Xbox Game Pass, or expanding what and where you can play with Project X Cloud, Team Xbox stands for frictionless pathways between players and the best experiences our remarkable art form has to offer. Xbox Series X represents that same commitment for players who want immediate immersion in games that can look better than ever. And he says, we look forward to sharing more with you in the coming months. This is very exciting stuff. This year is going to be exciting for gaming. Sony's coming out with a new console. Xbox is coming out with a new console. We're getting new people jumping into the game, Google Stadia, Nvidia. It's a very exciting year to be a gamer. It's very exciting to see what this next step forward is going to be like. And I've said this before, and I will say it again, the next 5 years is going to look completely different in gaming than the previous 5 years. Boom. There you go. What a day. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by. Thank you for hanging out. Hope you guys have a great start to your week. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really very much helps the show. And I will be back here first thing tomorrow morning.